crap, no cult feuding. Even the will of the prince will have to yield for the duration. I don't know if there's a Taglian word for what I want. I can't think of a Rosian word either. In the Jewel Cities, the man in the job I want is called Dictator. They elect him for a year at a time. Tell him that. Was the Prabhrindra happy? Sure he was. About as happy as any prince in that fix. He started lawyering, trying to bury me in ifs, ands, and buts. I smiled a lot. I said I wouldn't negotiate, Swan. I meant it. The only chance I see is for us to do what needs doing when it's got to be done. Not 6 weeks later, after the ruffled feathers have been smoothed, the special interests have had their say, and the graft has been got out. Mogaba had on the biggest smile I'd ever seen from him. He was having fun listening. Maybe he'd always wanted to talk that way to his bosses in Gayasli. I said, "The way I hear it, in about 5 weeks the rivers will be down enough that the Shadow Masters can put their troops across the main. They won't have internal problems slowing them down. They'll have every advantage but the Black Company on their side. So if the Prabhrindra wants even a prayer of winning, he has to give me the tools I need. If he doesn't, I walk. I find some other way. I won't commit suicide." Swan translated. We sat around looking tough and professional and stubborn. Lady and Mogaba did fine. I thought I might blow it by being nervous, but I did not. The Prabhrindra never tried to call my bluff. He argued, but never so hard I might lose my temper and stomp out. I never gave an inch. I honestly believed that the only chance, and that a ghost of a hope, lay in an absolute military dictatorship. And I had a little inside word, thanks to Frogface. "Hey, Swan, are these people in even bigger trouble than they've admitted?" "What?" He cast a nervous glance at the imp. "Your boss isn't trying to talk me out of anything. He's lawyering, politicking, wasting time. I get the feeling that down deep, he's scared to death. He agrees with me, only he don't want to have to make the choice between evils, because then he has to live with his choice."
"Yeah, maybe. The Shadow Masters are going to be coming mean after what we did last summer. Going to make an example of us, maybe."
"I'll want the veterans of that business. We'll turn them into squad leaders, assuming I get to be boss soldier around here."
"There's an archaic Taglian word meaning warlord. You'll get your way. It's been argued out in council. The high priests don't like it, but they don't have any choice. Priests were the first people the Shadow Masters rubbed out wherever they took over. He can make any deal he has to. They're scared, man. After you win is when you gotta start worrying."
All I had to do was go on sitting tight, but I had come into the meeting with that assurance from Frogface. The damned imp grinned and winked at me. The day rolled on into night, and we had to have another meal, but we sealed our pact. For the first time since Juniper, the company had a real commission. Or vice versa. The Prabhrindra wanted to know my plans. He was not dumb. He knew Mogaba had been putting in 20-hour days. "Put together a big flashy show for the gang that comes across the main, mostly. But we'll recruit and train for harder times down the line, too, assuming we handle that first bunch. While we're at it, we'll get an idea of what resources are available and how